Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And it's like Yuki Rose singing Fever. Psyche Jethro. And I'm here again with Psyche's Gone Wild. Last night, you guys all know, we had fun. Tara Ray was here with Mystic Celeste running through the audience having wildness. Well, get a hold of your hats because here we go again. We are back. And I say we. Tonight, it's Psyche Jethro and our wonderful, talented Dina Flanagan from Maine. And those of you who know, this, I think, is our first 2013 show with me and Dina together. We have had the flu. We've danced with it. We didn't like it. It took us by the hand, spun us around, and we're hoping it leaves us alone. Because those of you who know, there's been 8 deaths already with children that have passed from the flu that's out there. This is the most epidemic flu that we've had. Now, I've had a lot of beliefs on this, and you guys are going to tease me at some of the topics a little bit tonight, is look at what the flu does. You have it come into your body. It takes out a lot of the systems, the energies. A lot of us metaphysical people who are hit with it. I know that, you know, all joking aside, you know, it really wrenchingly took me through a hoop here where it took out energies and physical things that happened. I have always laughed at healers when something like this happens. They're like, isn't it cool? And I'm like, no, it was kind of gross. But I understand what the theory is behind it, because as a head cold takes out your sinus and your mental stresses, we hold our memories in our hair, so does the energy as you raise the energy on what it does. Dina, would you care to go into this? We're having a wild topic here on what the flu did to us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because mine hit on New Year's Day. How fitting, dating us 2013. Oh. And it's kind of like what it is. It's kind of detoxes you. So, you know, it prepares you for the rest of the year. Not that it's fun at all, but and it puts you down. So you really get a meaning. You know, can put you on your butt for a while. So you really have to just rest, take it easy, and get ready and prepare. Is what it does. And boy, I did a lot of thinking, and you know, it does. It clears your mind and it detoxes you. So when you're back on your feet, you can, you know, you got all these things you got to do and get ready for the great year.
I feel that, and as you were saying here in the energy too, what the angels were going through here with a lot of us on 2013 is this quick, fast energy. We all were talking about the ascension energy, and you guys remember me and Dina were the two that started this, and we touched on the topic and grabbed a hold of it and wrestled the idea with you that we're going to still be here in 2013. We were right. Hello. I teased a couple of you who wrote us and had heard some of the, you know, there was a lot of prophecies of the Mayan calendars and some of the other intensity that was going, and we had a lot of ones who didn't understand the ascension energy of, okay, where they're putting us into this white energy so that we're all getting ready to be pulled into the sun. And we, you know, we corrected you and got you guys realizing that, no, we're on a higher beat. I just had two emails from other organizations that are saying that the world's energy is raising such a high ascension that they feel that we're not doing the beat. And it's like, well, no, I disagree. I feel that we're doing the beat. I just feel that we've got to be in the here and now. I think this flu, obviously, like when Dino said, kicked us on our butt and also put us, for those of you who are ready, to each day willingly putting this energy back out and sharing it. So, you know, everybody was like, well, I've ascended. I've got the ascension energy, and I'm now all these wonderful new flavors of color, and I'm feeling this energy. And then they woke up the next day to going, and now I'm not feeling so good. Well, because what it happens is if the energy went through, it's got to be shared. It's like having this wonderful vibration of electricity plugged into you, and as me and Dina, good examples. We were born with this gift, have learned through years of extra work to heal people and other work and keep going to levels of it. There's always another level, my teacher would say. And what I love is this energy and electricity give all of you guys a really good jolt. But if you don't utilize it, then your body picks up the fragments of the other karmic energy that's here, and you become, like we were talking, not physically well. Wouldn't you agree, Dina? I mean, I'm probably not terminologizing it. How would you like to describe and tell people what you feel happens if you don't, if we don't utilize our light energy for like weeks?
What happens is you all of a sudden your vibration becomes different, and it almost feels like a depression, but it's not, because it's a lower energy. Like, and so what happens is you kind of go in reverse, so your energy just gets lower, and it just has to be used, because when you use it, you feel lighter, and you just feel this golden light more. It's stronger. So the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Whereas the less you use it, then, you know, kind of the weaker it gets and takes hold of you. So you have to use it.
Exactly. And we're going to go with the phone. I know you've got quite a few guys on, and I want to welcome all of you. Know that the topics and things we're working on, and this is the new Ascension Energy of 2013. Psyche's Gone Wild. We'll be giving a quick mini as we did there. We always run through with all of you guys. But the show is turning into where we're going to be doing a lot of our knowledge and go to Psychic Learning Connection to pick up those lessons. And what we're doing here is we're giving you a way and a means to help you. But, you know, remember the best and the most strongest way is to get with us and do a full session. Now, I mean, I know some of you are having times. We're all in that financial crunch of what the world's doing. Do a half an hour. Sit down. You know, I had a good example today. I did my work. I read 5 to 6 people usually in a day, even more when it's busier. I had done my work, and I had a person tell me that they were really surprised that they've been listening to the radio, Psyche's Gone Wild, and numerous other shows that they had listened to, and they've been putting it together, and they had had all these wonderful things, and then they realized they missed where they got them. So do know when you go in, if tonight when Dina's giving you the reading and you resonate with Dina, grab onto Dina. Dina will tell you how to get a hold of her. You can get her on psychesgonewild.com and take that half an hour. It gives Dina a place to put the light energy. It gives you a place, and what you realize is we're doing this to help you guys. This is where it is, because what Dina's giving you here and I give you here, you can go 3 days down the road in 2013 and your energy's changed and you're going, oh, I'm having a different ache. And you're like, well, Dina told me on Psychics Gone Wild to, you know, whatever Dina's advice was that night, and it's happening so fast. If you don't grab on to your psychic and your healer, the guides are moving so swift, they're flipping you through like a revolving door. I mean, don't you agree, Dina?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what it feels like anyway.
Mm-hmm. You can get me on www.jethrosmith, that's jethrosmith.net. I am giving out discounts. Those of you who know, if you're really in, having some time, catch me on Yelp. That's Yelp, like a puppy, Yelp. And you can get me on the computer if you put Psychic Jethro in on Yelp. And Dina, how can I get a hold of you?
I can be reached at 207-752-1399. Or at EssenceOT, ESSENCEOT at AOL.com, or PsychicHealer11 at gmail.com. And I can be reached at any of those places. And, you know, I like to help all people. So, you know, yeah, even if you don't want to take a 15-minute reading or a half-hour reading, I'm available for all that.
Very good, Dina, and we're going on wild, and here we go. 661, you've held in, you waited your chance, you get to be with both of us. Let's dance, 661. What are you doing?
Good evening, sir. I'd like to take my call. I have a curiosity that I want you to help me resolve. There are two women who I had a crush on years ago. I reappeared in my life. One is in Michigan, one is in Maryland. And they have been hitting me up on the social network lately, and I'm not sure what's behind it, but I would like to know. Because I'm interested.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you bring us the topics. I'm glad you called us wild men. This is Dina. Dina, go ahead and answer that one.
I only heard half of that. It's all muffly on my end. So if someone could repeat it in a clearer way.
Okay, and I apologize. We're having a lot of Skype problems tonight, and it's the airwaves of it. And those of you who know we're doing it, the gentleman who's called here he's got some relationships going. And give her your first name, and she'll look into your relationships. You're the blue, aren't you? The crystal blue who called in before.
Yes, I did. I called in Saturday. My name is Craig, and the question I asked was: there are two women who been contacting me on social network that I had a crush on years ago. But they haven't contacted me more than usual on the social network, and I just was curious as to know why.
Well, I feel like that they're still interested. And so, are you talking about two women?
Yeah, one is in Michigan that's married. Yeah. The other one is in Maryland that it's just got out of a marriage.
Yeah. One's in Michigan because they just got out of a marriage, and one you had is through the social network. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I feel like the one through the social network still, is interested, and the one that's in Michigan that's just getting out of the marriage. I feel like that person is not good for you at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like that it would be, it wouldn't work, and it would cause some frustration, and it's probably more than you would bargain for. Whereas I feel like you need to be going down an easier path, is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Like it's time for you to go down an easier path, not take the harder path.
Right.
Feel that, and I also feel with you, Craig, that's going on in energy. And the reason I brought up that the chakra and the energies of your aura is that they're telling me that this is happening, that you're in a blend and an energy, and what's going on with the energy is you have karma with these two ladies. This is where and I know you guys are going to, before you write me and say, Psychic Jethro, what are you telling Craig, work with me. This is where you have different energies with people together. I'm telling you, when you have you'll see triangulations of relationship. You'll see sometimes where three and four people are wanting to date that same person, and you're seeing that energy. That's karma lines, and that thing's happening. And what they're showing me with the energy with you, and what the guides are showing me when you started talking there and showing the energy, is that they're bringing in the strength. And I see, Craig, that you're to help them. You still have karma with the two relationships from before. And what's ironic is one is married and moved on. That doesn't change the karma. You know, sometimes people are in denial of what's together. And we as humans will say, okay, what happens? You know, they're like, well, the one that got away. It isn't just that kind of energy. I feel that there's an energy. And I feel that this person does reflect back with you. And like we talked about before, if things happen with you, Craig, and I apologize to say it this way, but odd, when you get really intense with a woman or a relationship, the angels turn around and come in, and you were saying it yourself last time, things happen. It's like something just goes, whoop, they stop talking, things go different.
Right.
This is what I get, and I feel what the angels are telling me here, and they're showing me, is that this is why you're having the two back. They're still trying to figure out in their head what went on with you in the relationship. They're also looking and going through this. I'm going to have Craig, you're lucky, you're going to get a lot of emails because people are going to go, what's this man got? But what is happening and what the strength is it does go through that. I have good examples on confidentiality. I have a lot of clients in different, like this, a blue energy, that you guys have electric energy. And so what people are getting is, they want to be with you in the relationship. They feel the closeness with you. And then the guides do this, and you're a lesson for them. Now, you know, we tell one of the young ladies that you've been with in that lesson, they're going to punch me out. They're going to say, what are you saying? I'm a lesson. I didn't, but what it is that the karma and the guides are putting it out there. And so different one of us in a path, obviously a past life you had, you were having a life where you had a lot of ladies. I would say you had a life where you had more than one lover, one relationship. You may have been in a polygamous life where you had many wives in your harem. And in this life, they're doing the karma with you, that you're working out that karma with each other again. They keep telling me you're repeating it. So sadly, in this life, you have these desires, you have these people together, and then boom, the guides go, this is as far as it goes until they learn the lesson. That's what I feel it is. I apologize, Craig. I'm going to get you probably a lot of bad fan mail, but that is. I mean, it isn't like you came in this life and said, bring on the lovelies. It's like you came in this life looking for a relationship, and the guy just saying, no, here's all the karma we have that you've got to handle with these individuals. Is that making sense? Is that helping?
That was a lot of information I just got poured on. I had to process it. Because I'm not really familiar with the past life karma. Karma kind of reminds me of somebody that it's kind of it's like I feel like I'm paying back for something that has nothing to do with me. And what happened in the past to me had nothing to do with me, so why am I suffering in this lifetime?
And that's okay, and that's your theory, and that's the energy of it. And what and this is why the explanation of what I'm going through with this is that, you know, it is like you said, it's like, you know, and I love that because you're going the individual. If I'm here this time, and it's like what this is it puts that theory there that energy is working with this, and that's my explanation. And I understand with not being into karma or coming back into life and from past lives, and it's like this energy would say, okay, here we are in the energy, overcoming that energy. And I work with a lot of people on chakras and energies. Is like you said, it has in this lifetime we're taking our karma in this life. We're doing the responsible. I would suggest to do a class of meditation and past life work and going in with someone. Of working with a teacher to take you through it, even if you do it through Skype or something, and they will help you with it.
Okay, sounds good.
No problem. And thank you, Craig. I thank you for calling in. We're going right along as we do with our questions. We hope we're helping everybody. We're doing it quick because we only have the hour. 617, how are you?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Oh, yes. And you, Kathleen, are so grounded. You just get us all excited, and then you run off and left me with the flu and no kids to take care of. How you been? Happy New Year to you, wild one.
I've been doing okay. I hear y'all ain't doing, was doing okay. So I mean, y'all had the flu.
Oh, we were just talking that. Did you hear us? Me and Dina, too. And Dina, this is our one to Kathleen. If a man picks up, we're to hang up the phone and run.
How you doing? Oh, but that flu y'all talking about, though, is serious because I'm in Boston. The hospital I go to, the Brigham of Women, they're turning people away now. They're not no more patients.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's getting outrageous for real.
And I'm just up the street from you.
Oh my
I know,
God.
You in Maine, I heard.
Yeah, 45 minutes away from Boston.
How to get in contact with you again?
What's that?
I said, how do I get in contact with you? Do I call you or email you? Because
you're close. Yeah, you can call me at 207-752-1399 or email me at
207-792-752. Oh, 752.
Yeah, 1399.
1399, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you right there in Maine. Yep, we're right down in Florida.
I'm right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get a lot of clients up from Boston and Massachusetts.
Well, and Kathleen's our party woman. We've been teasing her. No, I'm teasing Kathleen. She just called and we started this little funny joke. I don't know if you remember that night, but it was just like if a man, all of a sudden a man came and she hung up on me and I just almost hung up here and I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was doing my job and I'm like, a man has to hang up. And, you know, people were calling. I'm like, oh, no. We had a little joke there. Have you got a question, Kathleen, you'd like to have Dina answer?
Can you tell them what's going to happen for me? My financial, I'm still waiting for that number.
Ooh, I want that to happen. I know, and I did give you, and I apologize now. I give you the lotto, and you'll be the one the year that I messed up, and I'll never get over that. No, I want that to happen. Okay, we've got, I feel like, what do you feel with finance for her, Dina?
She wants to talk about her finances?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like there's something coming in for you, something new around finances. Like, are you getting a changing job or getting a promotion?
Oh, no, I got a lawsuit coming.
You got a what? A lawsuit coming?
Yeah,
that's what I'm feeling like. There's something coming in for you because they're showing me money all around you. So I feel like now it's coming not too far away. So it's in the works right now, like getting close to coming to the end, correct?
Yeah, because that lawsuit should have been, it's been over a year now for that lawsuit,
so I feel like it's getting closer. That's what it feels like to me, and I feel like in the spring, this spring, you're going, it's probably, that's when it's going to come in, because I do, they're showing me money around you, And it shows me that your life is going to get a little bit easier, you know, even not the lawsuit helps, yes, but I feel like your life is just going to get a little bit easier. You've been up against a lot of struggles.
Yeah.
And challenges lately, yeah. And so before you asked about finances when we were talking, that's what I kept seeing, like, wow, this woman's life is going to get easier. Good things are going to start happening for her. I feel it. That's what it feels like around me, that this kind of bad luck pattern you've been in is going to switch around to better luck. That's what they're showing me. And
you're going to win the lottery?
Are you going to win the lottery?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, boy. They're not showing me that's where the money's coming from. They could, but I'm not seeing, like, you know, $500 million or something like that. I'm not seeing, like, this large number.
Are you seeing, like $1,000 or something like that?
Well, yeah, like it's under $100,000, I'm feeling, if you do. But it's just a lot of things are going to start changing in your life. On some opportunities coming, some doors opening. I just feel like a lot of this is just going to happen for you. You just have to hold on a little while longer and keep the faith, keep the hope, because this spring I feel like a lot of things changing for you.
So you said I got to wait till the springtime to get my lawsuit money?
That's what I'm feeling, like there's going to be some hope then. Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, wow. So you know.
Cool. Well, Kathleen, I hope we got it beeping here, and we're going to go ahead. And I wanted her to win the lottery. She said she'd come down here and dance with me in Tampa. That's what's really making me.
Yeah. She could do that. She could do that with $100,000. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got 541. You're on next of Psyche's Fun with Psyche's Gone Wild, Jethro, and Dina. I've got Amy Kavanaugh on the mind. So hi, Amy. She's there too, but it's Dina tonight. And I keep saying the names. I'm a little bit on the silly. We were doing June last night, and it's January. So 541, do you trust us? How are you?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. And this is Psyche Jethro, and you are?
Annalisa.
Hi.
Hi, you're in stereo.
We're also sillier, but we're trying to be good, and we're glad you called in. Do you have a question for Dina tonight?
It's relationship issue. I'm involved long distance with somebody that I met back in October on a plane, and we haven't been able to get together. We live in two different states on the West Coast. And I'm just wondering what you see. He's also going through a divorce, so it's complicated.
I was just going to say, well, I feel like he's distracted with, you know, things he has to take care of. It feels like it's getting closer to that time, but he still has a lot he has to go through and take care of. And, has he talked about the future with you?
Well, you know, we do talk about it. He keeps questioning me, could I handle this, could I handle that. He's, you know, testing me out constantly. I invited him to come up here several times. We were talking about it, and then all of a sudden he called me one day and said he met somebody down there, and he doesn't know how to make the long-distance thing work, and she's there, and they're, you know, they click.
Yeah, because that's what I was
feeling. Well, then a few days later he was calling me again, and, you know, it's just... I just gave him a really long rope, and I said, you know, you get a divorce, the first person you're with is usually not the one, so go play, you know, go do what you need to do. And he goes, but you're the first. And I said, well, no, I'm not there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah, but no, then that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like his mind is just, it can't be in a something serious or full-time right now. And I feel like he's questioning it. He's questioning the divorce he's going through. He's questioning life. He's questioning everything right now. This is what I'm feeling in his head. And so I would not, if I were you, did the smart thing of saying, you know, go figure it out. Because I would not put all my eggs in that one basket, is what I would say to you. Go if you know, want to see somebody else, you want to date somebody else or whatever, you go for it and see what life has to bring you. because he's not going to be ready probably for another 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm telling you. And mm-hmm. so, and in the meantime, you need to figure out if this is what you really want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's figuring out what he wants. And then if it's to happen, it will happen. But just right now, I just feel like it's not 100%. It's not, you know, when I can feel things like, oh, yes, you know, he's waiting or it's going to happen or whatever. I don't feel like that. I feel like it's up in the air. It's iffy. Maybe that's not what you want to hear right now, but that's where it's at right now.
Yeah, well, no, I feel that too. I agree, you know, I mean, because he was very romantic coming on, but then he admitted that he's not ready to commit, which is the truth, you know, and that's
right.
What it should be. But the karma between us, I feel like we're soulmates and that we have a destiny, and it's about going through the clearings before it comes together, and I'm looking at it from that level. You know, I can give him lots of space as long as I have a sense of that my intuition is right. And right now I'm kind of in this kind of a numb zone. I'm not sure what I'm feeling anymore. I also have the flu for 6 days, too, so that kind of makes me feel less.
Again.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
But that's why I'm saying give it this space right now, because if it is to be, it will come back around and be. But if it was to happen right now or be pushed in any way right now, it will go in the opposite direction. That's what I'm feeling. So, so you can keep contact, you can do whatever, but also have a life in the meantime.
Thank you. This is Psyche Scum. While we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so all of you who are getting bumped around or the phones, the 773-897-6461 phone number is delaying. It is doing whatever it wants to do, and that's why we're Psychics Gone Wild. I think it's our name that sometimes does this in energy. And we love all of you that are calling in. Don't run off. Don't call us names. Just hang on. It's still the same old people loving you dearly. This is Psychic Jethro, and it's Dina Flanagan. Tonight, we welcome all of you. We've been all fighting that flu. I do have a couple of emails I want to read real quick as we're going through to get through, and we've got still more people on the phone. Don't go anywhere. But one of the complaints we had was, please don't mute me, Jethro, when I've got a lot to say and I have things to go. Well, I do want to... the person, and I'll just give them the initial D. I do understand that when you do that, but I've got you to understand that on the show, we do have just an hour because of our other life and our other work that we're doing, so we want to give everybody the fair play, and one of our biggest things we had is we only do so many minutes with each person. I never want to offend anybody, and if I do mute you, a lot of time is I go so many minutes and on. And like with Dina, Dina also works a full-time job and is here to help people too. So when she's on and I'm on, and you'll see with Amy works a full-time job in the day, just so you guys know, we run through as many of you as we can. You guys understand, I never want to offend anybody, but I do this. I've been doing it just about a year with Blog Talk Radio, and I am a Scorpio, so I keep track of things like how many times somebody calls me. I don't know. It's one of those things as a child that would make my other kids in the house want to throw me down the stairs. But what I do is I keep track of these little things. So I've noticed, like, if somebody's called in like 17 times, I want to help you. And for us to help you, this is a fun thing. We want to also get people that are listening and help us with our business. Those of you know, as Psyche's Gone Wild, this is what I do for a living. So if I read for you and you are someone that I read for, I will let you run through our queue. And sometimes I don't always just pick you up, or I do that one question. So that's why, Dee, that was done. That was my fault. And I do love the fact that, you know, you politely let me know how great everybody was but me for doing that. But I will let you know, the reason I do this, and it's just like we had the other day, is we've got so many people to be healed, we want them all to get in. 810, you're in, going live next, and how are you?
Hi, Jethro, and I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, and now you've heard all the wham, you're probably going to hang up on me.
No. My name is Jacob, and basically I was praying for a relationship for a long time with a man, and I finally found one, And basically, we've been in a relationship now for about 2 months, and he is going to the Navy. He might go in February, he might go end of April, but he's relocating out of Michigan where I live. And my question is, like, what do you see with us? Like, should I relocate? I don't want to lose them, but I'm also kind of unsure because it's so new, and I don't know what to do. So,
oh my goodness. Dina, are you picking up energy? Because I feel like there's a lot of chemistry there going. Dina, where are you?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of chemistry, too, but I don't feel like, my sense is I don't feel like you're going to go relocate right away with this person. I think
okay.
it would be... I think it would be after, a little short while after. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like this person goes down, gets situated, whatever. And then, you know, it's like I see you having to put things in order. That's what I'm seeing.
Right.
You know, yeah, so which will be fine. That will be okay. It's not something you have to rush and do. I feel like that you can do put things in order and then go relocate. That's what I'm feeling, and I feel like it would be a good thing. And I feel like that you're gonna get a lot of growth out of it. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And in a lot of ways, it will be good for you. I feel like have you been kind of like in the same area for a while?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so this is what I'm feeling like. It would be good to take you out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
Because it's going to be, you know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of growth from it, a lot of learning, but it's good stuff. It's not like negative stuff. It's good stuff. And that's what I'm feeling for it. You, Jethro?
I am too, and I want to thank you. We had someone in the room tell me that they said they wanted to thank me, and I muted them, and I thank you for that. That's another D. We have, like, a lot of people that get on our side, so I'm getting now in trouble because I opened my lips. Going back to Jason, before I get into some other fight here for the minute, I'm looking at the energy of going into this, and I do see that you are going to be really strengthened with this relationship, and that's I am also feeling something else that's happening with you, and they're telling me that this journey and this person with you going through is a strengthening for you to both to go through of, I wouldn't say the word trust, but I feel like a strengthening for your relationship. You two have both been in relationships where other people, I don't want to say smothered you, but they were to the point where you needed to look outwardly to see if everything was correct. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I feel like you're really working towards having another part of the relationship work for you this is going to be not just a growing, and everybody always says that. I know you're going to go, oh, Jethro, not that. But it's not just a growing. It's like it's going to be a testing of some really strong will. And I see you guys going through some other energies of what else is going to happen to bring it back together. And that's what I feel is going on. We just were talking karma. Are you a person that's into past lives?
Yes, I am. I'm awakened, so definitely.
I see this where you two had a life together, and they're telling me that in that life, this person drugged you along the trail, and they said this life you both are kind of agreeing to stay apart, and nobody's doing any dragging. You're like, it's like your guys are making a joke out of it, but it's kind of, it's like they're like, nobody's doing any dragging.
Uh-huh.
And I would encourage you, as I said, to get with, have like an aura reading or some pictures done, because obviously with the two, a lot of times I know everybody teases me about this. This is the fun thing for a Scorpio. Get with the person that you're doing the relationship. Go through this. Have your numerology done. Have your destiny cards done. You know, one of the coolest things, the worst marriage I had was because I didn't do those things. And then here I am going up on our honeymoon when I read this thing, and it's like, this person in the relationship will be very controlling. You will learn to hate, you know. It's like, huh? You know, and I'm like rolling up to our honeymoon going, can I get off now? Do you mind if I find that little ski lift that drops me off at the bottom alone? So I'm feeling this, and I'm teasing you a little bit. We've got to lighten up. I'm getting really yelled at, and I apologize for you because you called in right when I had to be the announcer of who is the, you know, and now I've got everybody mad at me for this rope me. But what I'm trying to get for you and what I'm saying is that they're telling me the energy is also going to do another love and relationship for you too. And I feel that when this is done, they keep telling me that you're going through another shift. There's two other moves coming for you. You've got some other things this year where you're going to be like going through some other energies. And when it's all said and done, I feel you in this relationship still, but I feel there's another two moves is what I'm feeling. So I thank you. And I going into the next person here, 813. Please tell me your name and say you're not a D person that's mad at me.
I'm not a D person, and I'm not mad at you. This is my first time calling. My name is Elena. Nice to talk to you all.
Nice to talk.
Hi. Hi. I'm calling because I just wanted to know for this year, I wanted to know if you saw anything that was coming or what I need to be on the outlook for, or if you could just tell me what you see with my love life, one or the other.
Two or three questions. Wait a minute. Anyway, are you interested in somebody right now?
Oh, I just met a guy, but I have a big personality. I like men with big personalities, but then afterwards they just seem kind of shallow. He just seems like there's something about him I don't like. I just met him. I'm just dating.
Yeah. No, I feel like that. Well, this is what I'm going to say. Like, I feel like there's somebody around you right now, but this person is, you tend to go, you like you said, you go for the big personalities, but you tend to go for the ones that aren't really right for you.
Right. Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
And so this will be a year of you going through lessons of that and figuring it out and changing that. Is what I'm seeing. You're gonna be presented with a few more. I hate to say it, jerks. You're gonna be presented with a few more because you don't quite get it yet. Is what I'm hearing. You understand it. It's at the forefront, and you understand this is what's happening, but you're not quite understanding how to stop it. I guess.
Yeah.
And so these are the challenges you're going to be presented with this year. But you will get it. Through these next few, you will get it. You'll be like, aha, you know, like a light bulb going off or somebody hitting you on the head with a frying pan or something like that. Because I'm hearing that you have a lot to offer. You're worthy of a great relationship, and you're like, why? Well, why can't the great one come in or a good one? Or, you know, I deserve much better than that.
Right.
And because you're a very smart person. But it's not that. It's just you're going through some old karmic stuff. This is like the end of it, the last of it. And then probably around, how old are you now?
I'm 41.
I was going to say 41. Because I'm seeing probably, because it's saying at the end of 41. The end of 41 or somewhere around there, that's when somebody real is going to come into you. The end of 41 into 42. That's when somebody real is going to come into you, somebody that you finally, you're like, oh, you know, you just have to change a few small things of what you're looking for. You could have that big personality without the, you know, the self-centeredness and the conceitedness and all that stuff that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, that big personality that makes you his world, their world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what will be coming in when you finally get this. And like I said, at the end of 41 into 42. And I'm feeling like this person, not only is this a big personality, but it's tall. I'm feeling like this person is tall with kind of broad shoulders and really confident and likes to make you laugh.
Right. Okay. Good.
is what I'm feeling.
Year.
And very secure with themselves and in life, in their position in life.
Okay.
You're like almost like a boss figure, I'm feeling, but not bossy, you know.
Okay.
Like take charge type of figure.
Okay.
We thank you for calling in and not being a D who was mad at Jethro, because now we've got everybody back who are now happy with me, and I'm glad you called in. Thank you for being an 813 Florida friend that called in and saved Jethro from another day of getting chewed.
Thank you both of you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Right, yeah, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Going into our energy here, we also are cycling tonight, and I do want to let all of you know that we've had the most fun, and we are going to continue. We are looking at adding some more things, and we always did. We added A1R, so those of you coming on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time can catch me, Psychic Jethro, on Living in the Psychic Realm. We have Psychic Learning Connection for those of you who enjoy learning and working with the energy, and of course, Psychic's Gone Wild. So now, adding to that, we have now added a friend of ours, and we have quite a few of different people that are going to be working at and coming to the third week here in Tampa, Florida. If you'd like to do a class, if you're interested in doing it, whether it's computer work, a Skype, or actually coming down and doing a two-day class with me and Amy Kavanaugh, get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and we will work with you. 253, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dina. I have a question. It has to do with my guides.
Uh-huh.
And I have a pretty powerful guide. And it has to do with relationships, and, you know, and I wasn't probably real clear on what I wanted, and I think it backfired and kind of scared this one guy away a little bit. And so how can I go about changing that so, you know, he can still be in the picture?
Now, what's your name?
My name is Becky.
Becky. Well, that's the thing that I found really, truly, is that you have to be specific in almost everything, in all your words that you put for what you want with your guide.
Right.
Because they get, you know, they're hearing what you're saying, not what really what you're thinking, you know. So how you can change that is to put it out there, like on a list, change it to what you do want.
Okay.
And, so write down on a list of paper things you do want and put it in positive form.
Right.
Yeah. So
do you see this one, Brooks? His name is Brooks. Do you see him coming back around?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily see that he got scared off or you scared him off.
Right.
I
we're
feel
still
like,
kind of contacting. It's just kind of, I guess he's kind of just out there.
Right. He's out there kind of like in the energy. He's in the energy. So if you make this list or whatever, be more clear with yourself and your guide, I feel like that his energy will change because what's happening, I feel like, is he's not grounded right now.
Right.
Right. So, you know, even do you ever do energy work or can you send energy work?
I'm taking some classes with Jethro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you
I
know how to
taking,
do it. Yeah,
I'm learning.
Yeah, because you can send him the grounding. You know, you can ground him yourself, and you can just.
But I just want to make sure I'm doing the right energy. I'd hate to send the wrong one.
Well, you know, picture him being grounded, and picture him being giving you what you need, what you want. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And be changing to that what you want to do. And just kind of
be realistic,
you know,
on those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely be realistic and visualize it. And then don't have too many expectations. You know, let it be what it's going to be. And, but I feel like you have the power to do it. But when you mention this person, what I see is him like being like 4 inches off the ground, 4 or 6 inches off the ground.
Right, and he keeps saying, we're supposed to keep meeting, like I told Jethro. We keep supposed to be meeting, but there's always a reason why we can't. And so he's rescheduled again for the 19th, so we'll see if it works, you know.
Well, do all this work on him before that. That must like give you like 9 days.
Yeah.
Do all this work, you know, energetic work on yourself, on him, and bring him back down to grounding, because that's what I'm saying. He's not grounded. That's why. The flightiness, that's why, you know, not really connecting.
Right, that's why it's hit and miss on communication. So.
Yes, exactly. And, now, interestingly enough, the energy is supposed to change and plans are shifting for the 19th.
Oh.
So that's when energy moves forward, is the 19th of this month.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Gave me hope.
Yeah, keep trying.
We thank you, and we're going into, this is a D that was in and got caught in our thing. How are you doing, Dana?
How are you?
Good, I'm glad, and I thank you, and I know you got in the room when all the other was going on, and I'm just glad that you're here on Psychic's Gone Wild, and it's nice to meet you, and thank you for calling in. This is Jethro and Psychic Dina, and or Psychic Jethro, and Dina Lanigan, who's psychic, and you're psychic, and now we're a whole three psychics. I am excited to have you call in.
Thank you. So I'm so glad I got through. I know the show is like getting close to the end, and I was like, I have to get in. I have to.
We're glad you did, and I know that I've gotten in trouble because I spoke, you know, do not read emails that are not pleasant. I've already been grounded, and now I have to stay out of the room now because some of the people in there are not pretty, and they have let me know. So I just thank you for, you know, calling, and what questions do you have for Ardina?
Well, I wanted to see if Spirit or my angels guide have any messages for me with regard to my business or family life, because I'm really trying to get some things going here and just looking for a little bit of guidance, whether I'm on the right path, you know, what I need to do, of anything of that nature.
So you want to know about your business and family life?
Yes. How are you, Dina, by the way?
I'm good. I'm much better now. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, your name is what now?
Dani.
It's come breaking up. It's, what is it?
Oh. D is a David, A, N is a Nancy, I.
Jethro, can you tell me?
It's cutting out with me, too. It's
Dane. I'll go ahead. The name's not that important, but I'll go ahead and what I see is you have two things going at once for business. Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that they'll both pan out and be good, but they're also kind of connected. So I feel like you just, what's in store for you is to, they're telling me to tell you to keep it up, because I'm feeling like part of you is discouraged, and you feel like, oh gosh, you know, is it going to get off the ground? What's happening? What's going on? Why is it not happening? Blah. So they're saying to me that it's not too far. Keep up. It's right around the corner.
Okay.
Because it's just a timing thing is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
One thing is going to happen, which will then be like a domino effect to everything just opening up and the other happening and more happening. And is somebody helping you? Are somebody going to be helping you? Are you going to be doing something with somebody?
I'm doing it on my own, but I've recently met someone that is kind of helping me out now.
That's what I'm feeling, yeah. Because I'm feeling like with the help of this other person, that's what's going to help get it off the ground or get it moving, get it going.
Okay.
But it's definitely your baby, your work.
Mm-hmm.
So, but accept the help and when you need it, because that's what's going to bring it in and bring it around. And then, like, that's the domino thing. I feel like more people will be coming and other opportunities and whatnot.
Okay.
And what did you... I'm sorry.
Hello?
You come in kind of breaking up. So what do you want to know about family? I don't know. Is she gone, Jethro?
I feel like, we apologize, we're having a lot of technical difficulties, and so we're going to just go ahead and go with the energy that we've had there. I don't know what happened to Dina, but we've lost her on the phone. So we've got about 6 minutes left of the show. It's just Psyche's gone wild, and we are being wild. So those of you who are hanging on there, we've still got a couple phone calls we're going to try and get. A lot of you tonight have not gotten in, so if I don't get the phone to show me the red button, which means you're on, I don't do it. So know that if you're still spinning when I call or you see the site, we go with that. We welcome all of you. We know that we've got 857. You are the next person on. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yep, you're the last person, 857. You made it in with me and Psychic Dina here tonight. How are you doing?
Okay, and you?
Great. We're here on Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're trying to keep the phones from driving us too delirious. And it's like one of those nights. So if you'd like to go ahead and ask... Yeah, hello. Give us your name and ask your question.
I'm Betty, and I would like to know about my finances.
Okay.
Betty, and she wants to know about finances?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that you've got... I feel like that there's been, like, not enough lately. You know, like, you're striving for more. Is this true?
Yeah,
because that's what it feels like, a struggle, a striving for more. It's just like, it's just almost enough and not enough. It just feels like this endless kind of like round robin. So are you working a full-time job?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired, because I'm feeling like you're going to be working. That's what they're showing me, that you might be going back to work, because that's what they keep showing, that you're going to might be going back to work to for a little while to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. That's what they're showing me. I also feel like that it would be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about the money. It's about getting out there, getting back out there in the world or what have you. That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like coming up, there will be you're going to get out there looking, and I'm not so sure. You might, they showed me two, so it might be two little part-time jobs, but it won't be like, you know, something like McDonald's or something like that. I feel like that you're going to actually enjoy one of them anyway. It's going to be something you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one will be just kind of a to help somebody. I'm feeling like it will be a little job to help somebody. That's what I'm hearing. So both of those opportunities will be coming up, and I feel like it will be very good for you, and that it will help tremendously in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. You see, I'm getting the money coming soon to me.
What's that?
You see the money coming to me anytime soon?
Well, that's how I see the money coming for you, is through the few jobs or whatever that comes in. That's how I feel it. It's kind of.
Well, thank you, Betty, and we're going to go with the energy here that we're going on this. I can feel that the phones are doing their other system again, and they do this to us sometimes with it. I want to thank you for calling in, and we are looking here that they're going through some of the cycle. One of the things we've had, and I want to thank those of you who call in, is that we are at the last of the show, at the last couple minutes, so we have a lot of you guys come in. 918, can you hear us?
Yes.
Thank you for calling in. This is Psyche Jethro and Dina Flanagan. And would you like to ask a question quickly?
Jethro, this is Vicki. I wanted to know if she has a message from Clyde.
Good.
There's been some weird things going on.
You know, our widow from up here in Louisiana, correct?
Oklahoma,
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know, I didn't hear the question.
Is there a message from my husband? His name is Clyde. He just passed away the 2nd of December.
Is there a message from your husband who passed away? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yes ma'am.
Okay. You were married for quite some time?
No.
Well, how long were you married?
It would have been our 2nd wedding anniversary by the 13th of this month, but we were
and
together 4 years.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. You were together 4 years, yeah. He's saying that he there's something about, you have a question, you're wondering about something, if you should do it or something, and he... And he's saying that he's smiling, saying that it's a yes, you should do it. I don't know what it is he's talking about. It's also talking about some family member. A family member that's going through some changes. Is this true?
Yes.
Because he's telling me about that one too. Just kind of be there for them, and that everything he wants to say, that everything will work out for them.
And Vicky, we love you. We got 60 seconds left, so it does cut you off. Don't get offended. We know you're there. We are going to. And thank you, Dina, once again. Thursday night, we've got her back on the horse, our little wonderful healing psychic phenomena from Maine. And go ahead. You know, she was telling Vicky here, and I you know, our prayers are out to you. I want to thank all you guys from Psychics Gone Wild who have had the chance to get in. It is cutting us off the air. We've had it pretty much doing that to us pretty much to the minute. So get ready to have a great time. Get back in contact with us when you can. Tomorrow night, it's Friday night, wildness as ever.